Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily Hall of Fame Induction Night. 10,000 years. This question has survived empires, bad marriages, and the invention of texting. Tonight, it walks up to the podium, squints into the lights, and asks, does the body get a vote? One question. 15 wisdom traditions. The speech is starting now.
The Godshow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own questions, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, does it still count as wanting someone if you keep showing up mostly out of habit? The word doing all the work here is wanting, not showing up. That part is measurable, wanting, which implies a self that checked in, confirmed yes, and meant it. But what if wanting isn't an act of intention at all? What if it's a direction? The question underneath the habit, can a body know something the mind won't admit? And does that knowing count? Sufism goes first, and it doesn't play nice with the premise. Rabia, the 8th century mystic, said she wanted to burn paradise and drown hell so neither reward nor fear could corrupt the act of love. Pure wanting, nothing else. And then the Sufi response does something I didn't expect. It says habit is what wanting looks like after it's survived long enough to stop performing. That's not a consolation. That's a redefinition.
Existentialism is not having it. It says habit is the body arriving while the self stays home. The 7 p.m. text sent from muscle memory, presence without the terror that real desire requires. Sartre would say, you're signing a contract you never read, and you already know it. That's the part that stings. It's not a diagnosis, it's a mirror.
Two traditions genuinely incompatible. Sufism says habit is the costume wanting puts on after years of survival. Existentialism says habit is specifically the absence of wanting. The thing you do when you've stopped choosing. Not the same claim. Not even in the same building. And which one you believe shapes what you do next. Stay, leave, or finally read the contract.
Judaism lands somewhere stranger. A student tells the Rebbe, I say the Shema every morning and feel nothing, only my mouth moves. The Rebbe asks, and your legs, did they not carry you here? And then he picks up his coat and walks out into the cold. He doesn't answer the question, he demonstrates it. The tradition is less interested in whether the feeling is pure and more interested in whether the feet are still moving towards something sacred.
The pop culture oracle brought The Office. Michael Scott once explained to the conference room that he and Jan were, quote, just friends who happened to also be in a relationship. And everyone in that room, including Dwight, understood exactly what that meant before he finished the sentence. The scene nails something. We name habit when admitting wanting feels too exposed. Habit is wanting with the serial numbers filed off. Maybe that's the oracle doing real philosophy. Maybe it's a very expensive way to watch Steve Carell spiral. Think of it like picking fruit at a farmer's market stall. You keep weighing the same plum, turning it over, setting it down, picking it back up. At some point, the weighing is the wanting. You just won't let yourself check out.
Taoism goes even further in erasing the line. A man tends the same lamp for 40 years, trims the wick, fills the oil, cups his hand against the draft. And when someone asks if he still loves the light, he looks confused. The way you look when someone asks if you're breathing. He stops separating the gesture from the wanting so long ago that pulling them apart would require a violence he won't do to either one. Zen says something similar. You used to know the difference back when your hands were shaking. Now they're steady, and you've mistaken the steadiness for proof of nothing. But Stoicism cuts against both of them. It says, stop auditing the feeling, audit the feet. And then ask if the showing up is honest labor or evasion dressed as loyalty. That's a harder question than Taoism wants to sit near.
Before the outro music pulls us out, and tonight, before you show up again, pause for 10 seconds at the door, not to talk yourself into or out of anything, just to notice which part of you is already inside. That's the whole exercise. Bring tomorrow's question.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Tonight's inductee, 10,000 years undefeated, never once gave a clean answer, made people stare at a door they were already halfway through, has officially entered the Hall of Fame. The plaque reads, "Does the body get a vote?" Turns out the body didn't wait to be asked. If the free daily show is doing something useful for your brain, subscribe wherever you listen, and consider supporting thegodshow.us so we can keep the traditions talking and the question of the day coming in 15 languages. The lamp is still lit. The feet are still walking. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.